Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
The days are getting longer. Think back for a moment to the winter solstice on December 21st. Sunrise and sunset in Bismarck were at 8:25 a.m. and 4:47 p.m. respectively. That's only 8 hours and 32 minutes between sunrise and sunset. I doubt many people noticed it, but on Friday, March 20th at 9:46 a.m., the sun crossed the celestial equator, marking the spring equinox or the beginning of astronomical spring. As the term equinox indicates, there is roughly equal time between sunrise and sunset around the globe. On Friday, March 20th, sunrise and sunset in Bismarck were at 7:45 a.m. and 7:55 p.m. respectively. That's 12 hours and 10 minutes between sunrise and sunset, or an increase of 3 hours and 38 minutes more than on the winter solstice. As most everyone knows, the days will continue to lengthen until the summer solstice, which comes this year on June 21st, when sunrise and sunset in Bismarck will be 5:48 a.m. and 9:41 p.m., a whopping 15 hours and 52 minutes between sunrise and sunset. But after that, of course, the days begin to shorten through the fall equinox in September and continue to shorten until the winter solstice in December. Seasonal changes are due to changes in the directness of the sun's rays on the Earth. If the Earth's rotation was perpendicular to the plane of its orbit, we wouldn't have much, if any, variation in seasons. But the Earth is tilted on its axis by 23.5 degrees. As a result, variations in the directness of the sunlight hitting the Earth's surface changes throughout the year, giving us the seasonality here in the temperate zones. While we in the Northern Hemisphere celebrate the first day of spring, people in the Southern Hemisphere are marking the first day of fall, and probably not as excited about it. Stonehenge in Great Britain, Newgrange in Ireland, Karnak in France, and Chichen Itza in Mexico are some of the more well-known structures built to mark these events. There's also a modern-day medicine wheel in Valley City, and Turtle Mountain has Mystical Horizons, a modern-day Stonehenge. I've put links to more information on solstice and equinoxes along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.